Introducing the all-new Hyundai Staria Load. It's got loads of everything your business needs to grow. Drive with Joel and Fletch.
Yes, good afternoon, everyone. The 6th of December, your Monday. Welcome to Drive with Joel and Fletch. With thanks to Hyundai, introducing the new Hyundai Staria Load, introducing the great man, Brett Finch. G'day, Finch man.
G'day, Sugar. Gibbo, thanks for having me. Obviously, our man's on holidays. He's on his super yacht in the Mediterranean. One day he might invite us.
He may well do.
Our mate Brian, but it's great to be here. Good weekend of sport. Mate, quiet weekend for me. I'm fresh out of the gates Monday. Feeling unbelievable, but not many good stories to tell because I behaved myself.
No, you'll be right.
Looking forward to a big
show.
So what
did you do? What did you get up to?
Mate, I didn't get up to much. No. Sunday I just played with the daughter and then the missus had a Christmas party yesterday, so I ducked in there and pretended to enjoy that for a few hours, and then I was home on the couch.
So you were supposed to go to the cricket, but that got pulled.
Well, I had to go pick my daughter up from the babysitters. My phone went dead. I was going to meet Brooksy in there. By the time I got home, it was overcast and dark, and for the first time in a long time, I made the right decision to call it a night.
Beautiful. Big show coming up. We're going to catch up with our stablemate, Matty White, to talk about all the drama out of the Formula One, all the drama out of Bathurst. It was massive when it comes to racing. Dougie Bollinger, we'll catch up with him. Speaking about Dougs, now, there's a big, big name in America for Fox Sports, Doug Gottlieb. I was listening to his show the other day, and he was talking about another shooting over there in America. And I got in touch with him. He's coming on the program tomorrow. So Doug Gottlieb is going to come on the show tomorrow. Max Rushton's in here as well, Finchie. Massive show tomorrow.
Yeah, you know, what was that show we were doing who'd we speak to? And you said, can you come on the show? It was about 3 a.m. over there.
Trey Wingo.
Said, would you like to come on? He said, yeah, sure. Can we do it another time? He goes, I'm free now. He said, yeah, but it's 2 a.m. over here.
Yeah, good idea to go and check that out. I'm an A-grade there for doing that. So, by the way, reminder, A-grade, send in your A-grades. The number, by the way, on the text line, 0457 736 736. You can call us 1300 01 1170. That is the Ryko Fielders call line. Brooksy is working remotely today, but Gibbo's in the house. Hello, mate.
G'day, boys. Pumped to be back. Finchy, good to see you, mate.
Thanks, mate. How did I was on the Miles Club on the weekend.
Yeah. Oh,
filled in for our man, Dickie Davis. Did I get a pass mark, Gib?
Absolutely, Finchy. Did you enjoy it down there?
I did.
C-Do.
You were there live, were you?
Spud Do. Yeah. Down at Pitwater. So impressive. Them Can-Ams, I think they're called. Obviously for properties or on the beach or whatnot, but geez, there's some impressive vehicles down there. And the jet skis, they're way bigger than what I thought they were.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they're huge.
Can you navigate one? Are you good at it?
I'd like to think I am.
Yeah.
But, they're pretty good. They said they handle pretty well, but, the big machines, a lot bigger than I thought they were. And hopefully if they listen down there, look after the Finch man with one.
This being here, the Gibbo, right? What are you going to say, Gib?
Well, I was just going to say, I had a great, because you know how they're jumping on board with Manly next year. I want to see, like, the Broncos have the horse that goes around when they score a try. The guy at Newtown Jets rides his bike around.
Yeah.
I reckon there's got to be a wet wild zone. Jet ski goes around.
A Manly moat.
Manly moat.
Yeah.
So I think the powers that be at C2 need to get that happening for Rat Park next year.
That's great.
I love that. Yeah. 1300 01 1170 to have your say. What did you get up to, Gibbo, on the weekend?
Oh, well, I went to this street rave, and I put it in quotation marks because I went there, and it wasn't really a street rave. It was like this DJ had his deck set up. It was, you know, midnight, Saturday, but it was under a bridge in Mascot.
Oh, no.
Well, hang on. How did they just shut down a street?
They did it because it was billed as a street rave, and I was thinking, wow, I can't wait to see this and see what it's like. But no, it wasn't in a street. It was just like in the industrial area.
So it's false advertising.
Essentially. Under a bridge, and it was just the weirdest thing, but it was good fun.
So was it like what we're seeing with a lot of the youngsters around our neck of the woods? They're like these pop-up parties, I suppose, where they just get the decks out, bang, and the next thing you know, the cops come and they all disappear. Was it one of those sort of things?
The cops never really rocked up, but I assume they would have had to go to someone to organise the event. But, yeah, nil by police.
Well, yeah, the only problem I got with these kids pop-up, you know, if I used to pop something up, I'd be there for 5 days. I ain't popping up. I'm settling right in and I'm going over for a few days.
But, and you're not talking about the Stud 100, I don't think
either. There's no Stud 100. Don't worry about that.
Welcome to whoever you're listening. 1170 SEN in Sydney. You've got 1620 SEN on the Gold Coast. If you're listening on the app, perhaps let us know where you're listening, or maybe you're listening belatedly on the podcast. Have your say. 1300 01 1170, or text 0457 736 736. Now, the reason that I was supposed to be I was off on Thursday, Friday, and the great man Adam Peacock stepped in was because I was supposed to be in Port Macquarie playing a touch tournament.
Should have been lifting the trophy.
Yes. But La Nina had her say, or his say, whatever the case may be, wiped us out. So we marched on, and we found a little golf club, right?
Yeah.
And these are the really good days. And I bought a mate of mine, the spa man.
Yeah.
He tagged along, right? So you know when you're the new person you want to impress?
Yeah.
And he'd been sitting there nice and quiet. And all of a sudden somebody said, "Spa man, have you got a tip for us," right? He said, "Boys, I have. But I've got to take you to Matamata, right over there in New Zealand." So that's on the second screen. When you see the blue trimmings, you know you're on the second screen.
Sky 2.
Right, so there we are. We're at the Kareela Golf Club, right, having a good time. And it was a really good crew there. And he's not said boo, but then he's come up with his tip at Matamata, right? And it was great scenes. Like, because you're at the stage, you know the four beer feeling?
Yeah.
That's probably the peak of the day,
yeah,
right, where everyone's up and about.
Yeah, the peak.
And so we've put some money in the middle. We've all backed it, right? Sport bet with mates, right? And all of a sudden, this horse is running second, right? The horse is called She's a Man Eater. Then one of the boys sees it's looming up to the leader, right? So in full chorus, he starts singing, to which the whole club gets on board.
She's a man eater.
So She's a Man Eater's running second, moving up to the leader, and then all of a sudden one of the boys starts singing this. Oh, chew you up, she did. Raced away the man eater. Can you just, those sort of scenes, how much fun's that?
Well, you can't beat it.
Nah.
Especially when you've had a few beers and you think your vocals are unbelievable.
Yeah.
Especially me, when I sing, it sounds like I'm singing through gravel.
Yeah.
But when you've had a couple of beers, there's nothing better. And a win with the boys. The smart man would have been absolutely, he would have been full of confidence.
Oh, but the song played out. Yeah, at Matamata, God bless it. And just to think that it was actually coming second, and then, oh, here she comes.
And you know what? No matter where you go from now on, when you hear that song, you'll always think of that day.
Of the spa man. Yeah. We got the text messages later on, so a few of them kicked on, right? I evacuated. I had to coach some kids the next morning. But there was these text messages that came through on the WhatsApp group, right? And this is at about, they just kept coming through to about midnight. And they're having the shots of the fireball.
Yeah.
And right at that moment, it's the greatest day of their life, right? And then the next day, I run into one of the mums who's coaching one of the boys, and the husband was out. Mm. And I said, "How'd he go?" I won't say his name. I won't discriminate him. And she said, "Well, very unusual, you know. He got home at about midnight, and at 6 a.m. this morning, he was up washing the sheets." So something went down there.
It.
Something went down there. 1300 01 1170. What about the cricket last night, the Sixers? We're going to catch up with Dougie Bollinger a little bit later on.
An impressive win, wasn't it? You know, looking for three in a row. Big score. What do they tally in the first dig? The Sixers, 200.
214, I think.
Yeah,
214.
Is that a record? I think that was close to a record.
Yeah, highest T20 score at the SCG in the Big Bash.
And then the Melbourne underachievers.
Oh, mate. We spoke to Nick Larkin on Saturday morning, and he got out for a duck.
Oh, no.
Second baller, I think.
We got the curse, the hex.
Did you see the catch, though, the crowd catch?
Is that...
Now, Gibbo, can you just tell, when you talk about what your goals or what would you love to do, Gibbo, what do you say what you'd love to do in life?
My absolute dream is to take a crowd catcher at the cricket because, you know...
But not only that...
And then you just scull your beer or scull whoever's beer is around you and then because it's your moment. You got a few seconds there, and last night there was a crowd catch and then he high-fived everyone in the row and then they interviewed him afterwards.
Oh, beautiful.
So, that'd be good for the show. If I could somehow get on there, talk to Mel McLaughlin, I reckon that'd be pretty cool.
Let us know if you've done something outside the box like that. The crowd catch, as we mentioned last night, but doing the rounds on social media, and I'm not sure if you boys got to see it. Did you see Gibbo? It was back in the day. Australia were playing...
I think maybe England. It was World Series cricket.
Yeah.
And then a guy... So it goes straight down the ground at long on, long off. Cool as a cucumber, a guy takes the catch, sits back down, and then takes a puff of his cigarette. And he was just.
Have you seen that?
Nah.
I'll have to show you in the ad.
There's some absolute beauties on an ESPN when they do their top tens on SportsCenter, like at the baseball, you know, blokes taking one handed speckies and people fighting over the balls going in the crowd.
Well, one handed specky, right? So it made me think about this, and Jeremy reminded me of this actually. So he's a Hall of Famer, a French rugby league player, Robert Aubeau Puig, right? So his nickname was Pipette. It was a reference to his smoking habits, which at several stages saw him smoking on the field, quite famously in a game against Wigan. This is in a game, a first grade game against Wigan. It's snowing. He caught the ball with one hand on the field whilst having a cigarette the other one.
How can you smoke on a field?
Yeah.
I've seen some blokes smoke at halftime or full time, but
On the field. It's snowing, so he's
who's lighting that up for him? Someone's going to run out with a lighter.
So he's a full, he was a fullback, and he was famous for this, right? So he was known to not tackle a player if he believed it would demonstrate the fault of his teammates for not previously making the tackle, a cause of controversy. So what he would do, if you made a very poor attempt at the tackle,
he'd just let him go.
Well,
you don't tackle him. I'm not tackling.
Yes, 1300.
And you can guarantee I would have had plenty of poor attempts at tackles. Don't worry about
now
that.
You saw something this morning on Sunrise that caught your attention.
I did. The boys from Bathurst.
Yeah.
They won it. The was it Chaz Mostard and Holdsworth?
And Lee Holdsworth.
Mate, they turn up and they cross to the boys and they're obviously still going.
Yeah.
And the sunnies are on. They look very dusty. Well, one of the boys is dusty. The other one was up and about a bit. And you know what? It's about the only time when you pull off a big victory like that in any sort of sport that you can get away with it. And they did a pretty good job, boys. They made me laugh.
Here they are on Sunrise. The winners of Bathurst, Mostert and also Holdsworth.
Still feels a bit like yesterday, Lee. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, look, I'm a little bit slim dusty this morning, but as a wise man once said, it's better than Lego. So, hey, I'm pretty happy with yesterday.
Oh, yes. Better than Lego.
Hasn't
who said that,
that
Fitzy?
Gone well? The great Matthew John said that. And watching back, if you get a chance to sit there and watch the whole interview, mate, how that was loud on TV.
Oh,
mate, it is outrageous. It just goes to show, like, well, how much better the world was back then when it went unseen for years.
Yes.
It was never a big deal until the boys found it at
Fox,
right, taking the PI55 out of Matthew. So it wasn't a big deal to anyone. Now in the world, you can hardly breathe properly and someone whinges about something and the political correct garbage we've got to live in. But, mate, it's the most outrageous interview you've ever seen.
Oh, what about at the end? Andrew comes on camera and then he goes, ooh, no, I'm out of here. He'd been doing a beep test behind Maddie.
Mate,
anyway, here it is here.
We've got Andrew Johns in the background, but Matthew here. Tell us a bit about what that feeling was like coming home to Newcastle last night.
It was better than Lego. It was better than Lego. It was better than Lego.
Oh, you know what I love? Is there any marketing managers or the media?
Oh.
Where's the media man or woman for the team?
The panic. Sure?
Oh, that's just got... Oh, mate, that was unseen. Or a lot of people never knew about that.
No.
Because it was just, that's play on.
That's right. And they brought it up themselves. Well played to them. 1300 01 1170 to have your say. But Finchy, you've been involved in the post-match, post-day interview. Have a listen to this after you won the grand final of the Melbourne Storm.
We all know who got best on ground yesterday for the Clyde Churchill. Who was best in the party stakes?
Oh, that'd have to be Brett Finch by a mile. He can hardly walk today, but he's doing good. He obviously loves a really good time, and we love his company too, so...
We've heard from Cam Smith that you were the best on ground for partying.
Don't worry about that, mate, but certainly enjoyed myself.
No voice there?
Not myself, mate. Nah, had a great night.
Yeah, so...
I do remember that night. The boys called it or not about 5 o'clock. It's by the time you get out back after the grand finals, it's a bit late. And at five, when they called the stumps, I got in the cab, went into the cross, so... And the boy, we were getting on the bus to go to the airport. I was coming back in the taxi back to the hotel, but it was a good night.
So let us know some of the great speeches the following day, the interviews after the next day. 1300 01 1170 is the way to have your say. Plenty of text messages rolling in. I want to get to a text that came through as well in support of one of our great sponsors. I'm just digging this out here now. Yeah, this was nice to hear. So First Point have been sponsoring Fletchie's financial fiscal report. Well, I can tell you this came through from a listener who took up the counsel of First Point Mortgages. It says, g'day boys, I've been stuffed around by a bank on a refinancing matter as I was trying to purchase a business that I currently manage. It was a great deal that needed urgent action. The bank took 5 weeks and was still nowhere near completion. So I heard you boys talk to Troy on SEN Radio. I sent an inquiry via the First Point webpage. Chris called me at 7:45 the next morning. The process was stressful because we're in a hurry, but especially Chris's work at First Point. They worked hard for us. We needed to finalise the deal. 15 days start to finish, and basically goes on to say now he's a proud owner of a business that he started for the old directors 6 years ago. So well done there. Here's a shout-out too, by the way. Roar Equipment So check out Roar Equipment. But there you go. So that's where the sponsorship works very, very well. First Point Mortgage Brokers, great finances. And if you wish to have, check them out, go see them. First Point Mortgage Brokers, 1300 01 1170. Well done to Troy, Chris, and the team. We're breaking back with more. We've got a big show coming up. Matty White to mop up all of the racing action. We're going to catch up with Dougie Bollinger as well. Shawnee Omron from Sportsbet. Who's cruising for a Brucen? Monday A-grades and the IMAR quiz. Usually we do a weekly prize, but we're only in the chair Monday, Tuesday due to the test match on SEN. I can tell you this is up for grabs today. Two Spinal Ease pillows. Visit spinaleasezd.com.au. $50 Chemist Warehouse voucher and a pair of 987 stone boots, courtesy of Blunts. And that's all coming up today. This is the Workwear Group Trade Hour. King G, pushing limits on comfort, technology and design. After the break, we're taking your calls on the Ryko Fielders call on 1300 01 1170.